In this episode, I'm going to talk about some possible paths to success for supplement businesses.
Welcome to Health Business Mastery, the Creative Thirst Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Hewitt.
So many supplement businesses really just focus on selling and selling hard, selling in a way that sometimes feels a little bit slimy, selling in a way that really puts the sale before the customer. But the true key to supplement success is prioritizing lifetime value and the customer journey. There is a way to sell that better serves the customer, and there is a way to sell that better serves the business. And it's really obvious to the customers which one you're doing. The one that better serves the business is the supplement company that's typically not going to last. That's the type of supplement company that's going to maybe be around for a few years, really maximize the sales, and then get shut down by the FDA. Or they're just going to sell the company and get out. I hope that's not the supplement company that you're building. In the supplement industry, success goes beyond just making sales and acquiring customers. Entrepreneurs must focus on building long-term, lasting relationships with customers. That's the way to get repeat purchases and positive word of mouth and reviews and referrals. While the cost of acquiring customers has greatly risen recently, really due to increased competition and also due to the economy, it is critical for the supplement entrepreneur to prioritize the lifetime value of a customer and their overall well-being. Both of those things go hand in hand. You have to consider the needs of the individual through their health journey, how you can optimize that and build a funnel that supports the customer's health journey. That's going to give you the highest lifetime value of that customer. It's also going to give the most value to that customer so that the business grows and the customer succeeds at the same time. It really goes beyond the metrics. It's really about putting people first. So it's important to remember that customers are actually real people with real health problems, not just numbers on a spreadsheet or a conversion rate. Rather than solely focusing on number crunching, entrepreneurs should genuinely strive to improve their customers' lives while also optimizing for sales conversions and implementing upsells and crafting follow-up sequences. All of those are valuable strategies, and they should be approached from a people-centric perspective. A product that increases your average order value may not necessarily be the best choice for the customer. And by shifting the focus to genuinely helping customers and really looking out for their success will naturally flow to the business in forms of revenue and profitability. It's a matter of quality over quantity. When entering the supplement industry, instead of offering a wide range of products, focusing on a few highly effective supplements that cater to specific customers' needs can be way more beneficial. This way, you're not spreading your business too thin by offering too many products. Building a solid supplement company can be achieved with just a few very carefully selected products. Starting with one flagship product and gradually expanding the product range based on market demand can be more sustainable of an approach than just simply white labeling and drop shipping everything. By focusing on quality, effectiveness, and really meeting specific customer needs, entrepreneurs can establish a strong foundation for their business. We talked about some niches in previous episodes, and certain niches, like weight loss, does pose a unique challenge. really because of the intense competition and customers' expectations. Weight loss customers often hope for a quick fix, and oftentimes that results in negative reviews because of unrealistic expectations or inconsistent efforts. Weight loss is also one of those niches where you see a lot of those slimy supplement sellers, because that is a group of people, that is a niche that people want a solution for. They've tried everything out there and they're really just looking for that next thing that's going to work because the last thing didn't work for them. Legitimate weight loss customers who are committed to actually making a lifestyle change also exist, and those are your better buyers. For supplement businesses, the key is to provide an effective solution while also acknowledging that weight loss is a complex journey. Yes, weight loss is a big niche. It's a big problem that people are looking to solve. There's always money flowing through that niche. Yes, there are a lot of competitors in that niche who are really willing to say anything in order to sell a supplement. But that also means there's opportunity in that niche for you to really acknowledge the problem and really speak genuinely to that audience, offering continued support, personalized guidance, things like that will really set you apart. And it will help to maintain the customer lifetime value as you're looking to solve their weight problem. Beyond the customer, another important aspect to think about in a supplement company is really balancing inventory and the financial stability of the company. So running a successful supplement business requires that balance between inventory management and capital management. Entrepreneurs must ensure a consistent supply of products while also managing their financial resources effectively. Maintaining a steady inventory flow and managing financial resources are part of the ongoing challenges that require careful navigation. Running out of inventory disrupts traffic. You oftentimes have to shut traffic off because you don't want to pay for visitors going to a page when your products are out of stock. But when you do that, the learning algorithm of the paid traffic campaigns like Google and Facebook are thrown out of whack, because now you have a bunch of people coming to the page and not buying because there's no opportunity for them to buy because the product is out of stock. This teaches the algorithms that this page is not working, and it really messes things up. The last thing you want to do is run out of inventory, because you don't want to stop that traffic train. You want to keep that traffic flow going continuously so that you can learn, optimize, feed the information to the algorithms that they need to bring the type of buyer that you need. And it's balancing the availability of inventory and financial resources that's critical to ensuring smooth operations and uninterrupted customer service. You're also not doing a justice to your customer if you run out of inventory. Now, this obvious solution is a white label or a dropship product where you never have to worry about inventory costs. But that's not always possible. In fact, in today's marketplace where supplements are so common, you can't really compete in a dropship world because the product is the same and now you're only competing on marketing. And that leads you back to the route of saying anything to get the sale, which is not putting the customer first. Each niche has different customer interests. To cater to diverse needs of customers, supplement companies need to prioritize the understanding of that target audience. Each supplement niche, such as weight loss, athletic performance, even essential oils and longevity, attract a distinct set of customers with varying buying behaviors, preferences, and expectations. Each one of those niches, and by far it's not an exhausting list, there's many more niches available, but each one of those niches, weight loss, athletic performance, longevity, each one is completely different than the other. And recognizing those differences and tailoring your marketing strategy accordingly is how you succeed in this industry. If you focus on just supporting the customer, it's only a matter of time before you have success. But how and where you support that customer is key. Effective customer support extends beyond the point of sale. This is where you want to leverage email, where you want to leverage SMS, where you want to leverage social media, the conversations that are happening there, the comments, and really the one-on-one communications maybe with your call center. Those things really help foster and provide valuable content to customers. It's not always about selling. It's often about building trust and consistently delivering value through those marketing channels that promotes customer loyalty and satisfaction. It's as much about education as it is about selling. That's one of the ways selling supplements is different. So you can leverage those marketing channels to do that. Email plays a critical role in a supplement business. Sending regular emails with valuable content, research insights, and product updates, all of those things create a positive association with the brand. And SMS as well. SMS text messaging for supplement brands, for order notifications, for shipping updates, not just promotional offers, but really enhancing that customer engagement, making sure they're compliant and taking the supplement, making sure you're providing the latest research and scientific support after the sale through SMS is something that many supplement companies are not taking advantage of right now. It's really a better way to communicate with that customer. It's always about striving for continuous improvement and continuous growth of that customer relationship. It's an ever-evolving industry, and staying updated with the latest research, incorporating customer feedback, and really consistently seeking ways to enhance that product quality, that customer experience, and that really the health outcome that the person wants, because really it comes down to the person again, is really how you ensure that you have a competitive edge. It's all about prioritizing the customer's success and aligning your business strategy with their needs. Supplement entrepreneurs can absolutely build a sustainable, customer-centric supplement business if they put the customer first. That's the key to success in the supplement industry. Prioritizing building strong relationships with customers and focusing on their well-being rather than solely pursuing sales. Sales will come if you focus on the customer. You have to understand the lifetime value of the customer, and you have to maintain a balance between inventory and financial stability, like we talked about. But you also have to balance between sales and value. Value coming in the form of information, support, group coaching. It can come in many different forms because you want to be in it with your customer. You want to be in it with them. You don't want to just simply sell them a bottle. That's a different kind of supplement company. By catering to specific niches, by expanding the product out from that niche and adapting marketing strategies to different customer profiles, supplement entrepreneurs can drive sustainable growth. It's all about supporting customers through those various channels like email, SMS, social media, and really consistently striving for improvement that will help establish a reputable and successful presence in the supplement industry. It does take time, but once you get there, you can really be differentiated. In the competitive world of supplement entrepreneurship, it's critical to prioritizing building these relationships with customers while also balancing sales. The true measure of success lies in customers making repeat purchases and recommending products to others. Understanding that lifetime value of a customer and their journey towards their better health is really essential to creating the sustainable business growth. So it's about understanding the customer, empathizing with the customer, talking with the customer. As long as your runway is long enough so that you can sustain business while doing those things, while supporting that customer, while really getting to understand and know that customer, then there'll be no stopping you. If you like this episode, or if you like any of the episodes and you want to be a part of this podcast, if you want to come on the podcast and be a guest where we'll take a look at your supplement business, you'll be talking directly one-on-one with me. It will be a coaching session where I can help you improve your business. As long as you're open to that and sharing on a podcast episode in the future, reach out to me. Send me an email at Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at creativethirst.com, or send me a text at 201-220-6739. And again, like last episode, I'm putting together a live coaching session on how to form your sales page, how to write your sales page, how to structure your sales page, what it should look like, how to do it, step-by-step process. It's going to be a live coaching call. If you're interested in that, let me know. Shoot me an email or send me a text. Again, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at creativethirst.com, or 201-220-6739. Thanks for listening.
Creative Thirst is a direct response digital agency focusing on conversion rate optimization and A-B testing. We work with dietary supplement companies who are struggling to maximize the profitability of their funnels so they can scale. Through the last 7 years in the online health space, we've optimized many dietary supplement businesses. And in that time, we've uncovered the three critical funnels for success. We put together that information in a free digital download called The Three Funnels Every Health Supplement Business Needs to Build a Multi-Million Dollar Empire. You can get that free report by going to creativethirst.com. Scroll down to the appropriate section and click on the blue Get Your eBook button.